You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by T.R. Sullivan of MLB.com, covers the Rangers, and we are today at Scottsdale Stadium. Pretty day in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Unbelievable day. This will work for all of March.
Okay, you got the not unexpected news this week on Yu Darvish. He's out for the year with Tommy John surgery. Derek Holland, I take it, is coming along okay to pitch sometime in April. Everybody else is pretty good in the rotation. What, can you just talk about the rotation in general going forward?
Well, right now, Richard, Derek Holland has had a little shoulder soreness, but he's going to pitch in a B game on Saturday. That'll be his first competition, and he should be able to get to five innings by the end of spring training. Maybe not be, you know, fully stretched out like they'd want, but he should be fine. Yovani Gallardo's looking great, pitching well. And Colby Lewis had a great outing the other day against the Angels. So those are the three at the top of their rotation. With Darvish out, we're back to two openings in the rotation. Same group of guys. One that's really stood out to people early in camp is Anthony Renato. He's a right-hander, the guy from the Red Sox.
For LSU.
LSU guy. Robbie Ross. Traded Robbie Ross for him. He's looked very good. He had a little elbow issue the other day, but nothing major. He should be in the ready to go. He's looked really good. They really like what they've seen from Ross Detweiler. The guy looks reborn as a starter. You know, he was got put in the bullpen last year. This guy used to be a number one draft pick and was a very good prospect for the Nationals. They ended up putting him in the bullpen last year. Rangers gave him a chance to start this spring, and so far he's looked very good. So Nick Tapish is coming along well. Nick Martinez is pitching today in Scottsdale, so we'll have to watch him pitch. But now, right now, they got some options. They got some options that they're looking at. And, you know, if they don't pan out, maybe they go out and get somebody, but I don't think they'll do that right now.
And Darvish, you know, could be 250 strikeouts, 220 innings when he's healthy, all of that. We understand that. That's a big loss. But as I look at the depth of the quality of the arms, the depth of the quality arms, and they're young, I still think they have a chance to be a good rotation going forward. You're going to talk me out of that, or what do you think?
No, you know, next year, a year from now, they should have at least four, maybe five good starting pitching prospects banging on the door. Alex Gonzalez, number one pick for them. Jared Eichhoff, Alec Asher, kid they got from the Detroit last year for Joaquin Soria, Jake Thompson. You know, he's looked very good last year after the trade. People really like him. So they got some guys that they really think. Luke Jackson's another guy. They got a lot of young arms. You know, are they going to be good? You know, are they going to be as good as Darvish? I doubt it, but looks like the hospital helicopters.
We have a helicopter in the background.
I think he's taking Darvish to Pensacola.
He's taking Will Ferrell is going back in the game.
They have some good young arms that are getting really close.
And let me ask you this. Every team has a path to the postseason. As John Daniels looks at it today, I understand the path is maybe more narrow. But the Rangers, do you think John still believes the Rangers have enough to contend in the American League West, or is the Darvish loss so devastating?
No, the Darvish loss isn't devastating. I mean, the guy's a great pitcher, no doubt about it. It's like somebody asked John Daniels, will you get insurance money for Darvish? And he said, I'd rather have Darvish. You know, it's a big loss, but I think they're much more prepared for natural disasters this year. They have a better FEMA plan than they did last year when everybody went down. So I think they'll be in good shape. I mean, obviously, if they get hit hard by injuries, they're in trouble. But I think so far they're going to be okay.
Now, TR, someone wrote this week, this is the time to go out and get Cole Hamels. I would think this is exactly the time not to go out and get Cole Hamels, because you got to look at where you're at as a club and every general manager, and especially the Rangers. You don't trade youth for age. And what do you think he's thinking about, John is thinking about making a bigger move than that?
I think what happens is you get into the endless cycle is you keep giving up the young players and you end up, you know, getting a player who may or may not help you get to where you want to go. I mean, the Rangers are very close with guys like Joey Gallo, catcher Jorge Alfaro, who looks great. Some of these young pitchers we talked about, they're getting really close to having a fully stocked minor league system. And I don't think you want to trip up at the end and start unloading prospects for, you know, a very good pitcher, no doubt about it, but you don't know for sure if that's what you need, especially, you know, I think you get into the season, you see how Prince Fielder's doing, you see how Shin-Soo Chu is doing, you know, even Adrian Beltre, the offense, you know, the bullpen, see how it all fits together, and if you need a pitcher, then you may go out and get it.
And TR, you wrote this week about the left field competition, and it was interesting the stuff that Jeff Banister has said to Michael Choice. And Choice is a guy that in Oakland and in Texas has been a top prospect, maybe took a step back or whatever last year. They feel that he has the potential, that's a terrible word, to be a good player on a winning team, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they got him last year from the Oakland Athletics. The whole plan was that after Alex Rios went to free agency, that Michael Choice would be the guy to step in the left field. You know, he had a rough year last year as a part-time player, didn't handle the role well. You know, he's got to come in here and win a job. Banister would like to see him, you know, compete for the job. Get out here and, you know, swing the bat, make some plays, and show him what he can do. He's a guy they really like. Now's the time to get it done because Ryan Ruau's playing well. Jake Smolinski's playing well. They got Ryan Ludwig in here who's very solid. They know what he can do. It's pretty stiff competition. Nate Scherholz is still in it.
And I take it so far, Prince Fielder, all systems are go. When I think about it, you're putting that bat in the middle of the lineup. What an unbelievably different look it has. But so far, so good on Prince.
He's been great. He's driving the ball, showing the power that he showed before. Hit some monster home runs in batting practice. You know, he got a advance on a wild pitch the other day against the White Sox. Ball in the dirt, and he just read it well, broke well, and got the base. That really fired up the manager and the whole bench. So he looks re-energized. You know, I hate that word, but
it's true. When you've lost a year of your career, maybe you realize how much you love it, how lucky you are to have had it, right?
Yeah, that's what he said when he came in. You know, he didn't realize he would miss it until it's taken away from you.
All right, TR, thanks a bunch.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.